Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about doing 1% more. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys. And just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor. Go check them out. The website is www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I need to make a correction off the yesterday of Wednesday's show. My nephew is 10 now. He's not 8.
You were like, I think you said, yeah, he's 8. Maybe he's 9. He's 8. No, he's 8. He's 8. Yeah.
He's 10.
Still he's 10. A hustler. 10 is still hustling.
Still hustling. So for you out there that's going to use that excuse, he's a little bit older than I said he was, he's 10 still.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already making moves. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
my respect hasn't gone down.
He's still going to roll up with his helmet on his bicycle. He's going to hit the brakes and skid. He might show up on some rollerblades.
Oh, yeah. He plays hockey, right?
Yeah, he does.
So, yeah, he's skate on over.
Him and his brother are both great hockey players. But I wanted to get that out there because somebody will fact check me and they will say, hey, he's really 10 when we bring him on the show when he sells his properties. And I'm going to be like, fact check me then. He's 10. I'm sorry, I was wrong. I'm a bad uncle. I don't remember the ages of all 13 of my nephews because every year they get older. So
your kids get older every year, and you remember that, right? Well, they are your kids, I guess.
Come barely. On. Like that's, well, when I said that, that's why after we recorded the show, I was like, man, I need to call my brother and find out how old he actually is because I was thinking, I was like, well, the twins just turned 6, so there's no way he's only 2 years older than them, but he's 4 years older than them, so.
You have a hard time remembering how old you are?
No, I'm 33.
Yeah, sure you are. No, I have trouble remembering all the time. I remember actually when I was in my early 20s, I had this boss, one of my very first real estate boss. I guess one day I asked him how old someone was, and he was like, man, I don't know. When you get my age, you can't tell how old someone is. They all look the same. You're going to have trouble remembering your age. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever, Grandpa.
Yeah.
And now every time someone asks how old I am, I'm like, heck, I don't know. Give me a second. Let me figure it out.
No, I typically remember how old I am. And then I go, wow, that sounds old. So like 36 was the age for me that I was raised by my stepdad, been awesome to me. But that was the age I remember first thinking like, dang, my parents are old because he turned 36. And that for some reason, that age just sticks in my head.
When you're stepdad turned 36. Yeah. That's what you thought was old.
And I don't know why that just age does. Well, I'm 37 now, and I'm like, oh, then I get my hair cut, and like, you know, it's a younger girl cutting my hair. She's probably 20, 25. And then she's cutting, and I'm seeing all the gray coming out. And we're having conversation, we're laughing and stuff. And I'm like, she's laughing at me like I'm her dad. Like, I just feel old.
Well, I don't know. I remember in the early 20s thinking 35 to 40 would be old. And now that I'm 37, I'm like, I'm still young, man.
I feel young mentally.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we'll get off that.
Yeah, you got me depressed on this.
1% more.
That's what you want to talk about today.
That's what I want to talk about today, yeah. So this comes about because I was scrolling Instagram, I was in the search section, and you know how there's always like some entrepreneur stuff, motivating stuff.
And?
Right. Well, I'm not, yeah. There's just, there's some motivational entrepreneur accounts that are probably run by somebody who's not doing anything entrepreneur except posting memes.
Yep, they're building their coaching. Then they're going to DM you saying that they want to teach you about Bitcoin trading.
Yeah, or Forex or something like that.
Yeah. I found a way to get rid of those people is I respond back and I say, hi, how are you? If you're going to talk to me about Bitcoin or Forex, do not respond. And they go, wait, why? Then I just block.
Oh, they're actual people? I just assumed those bots.
No, it's part of their course training. Is they're supposed to DM somebody that, like, they go on like Grant Cardone's page. If you comment or something, they'll come to you and they'll DM you. Oh, see, you're a fan of Grant Cardone. Have you heard of crypto?
Yeah, okay, get lost.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of these pages had like a, I want to say top 10, like top 10 things successful people do or something.
Okay.
And I read it because, you know, I just read those things. Sometimes they're, well, most of the time they're garbage, I think, or they're repeated off someone else's page 100 mm-hmm. times. But this one kind of caught my eye because it said, do 1% more. And then it dived into a little bit. It was like, if you do, at the end of the day, if you think you're done and you do 1% more every day, you're going to get like so much more done. And by the end of the year, if you've done 1% more every day, like your light years.
You're 300% more, 365% more.
Well, because it compounds, right?
Oh, that's
so,
true,
so
yeah.
you're even more.
Wow. Yeah.
And so you're way further along than you should be. And I don't know why. Maybe I just needed that because we're really busy right now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, that is some knowledge bomb right there. So I started doing it all last week. And at the end of the day, I was like, at the end of the day last week, I'd be like, okay, it's time to wrap things up. And then that for some, that's what stick in my head. And I'm like, man, all right, let's just do a little bit more. And I did that all last week and I'm still on it. Right. It's still stuck in my head. I don't know, but yeah, it's been a big thing for me. And I think that goes out to all of our listeners too, because everyone out there can always do a little bit more because most of the listeners are still have like a day job and everyone's got families and they've got life in the way and everyone can do just a little bit more to reach their goals, right?
Agreed. I heard a Navy SEAL say that if your body's shutting down and you think you're done, you've only gone 40% of the way. Mm-hmm. Like it's like your body goes into safe mode and our brains do that as well. We don't want to overexpend, overwork, overfry ourselves. So yeah, that's a key thing. I think I may take that away once I get back from vacation.
Yeah, or you can just do 1% more on vacation, right? Don't let that last drink be your last drink.
I'm not even planning on drinking on vacation.
Oh, come on.
I'm not.
Not drinking to get wasted, maybe, but you're going to have a drink. Don't lie to me.
I might have one. I mean, we went to the winery for my wife's birthday a couple days ago. And
I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just, you don't go on vacation and not have a drink.
You do when you got three kids running around. That ain't a vacation. I don't know what they told you about daddy daycare, but that is not a vacation.
Well, I mean, I've never been on vacation with kids. It definitely sounds like more work than anything.
It is more work.
But it should be fun. I mean, did y'all rent an Airbnb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Oh, speaking of Airbnb, I meant to bring this up. Have you heard of the new Airbnb for pools?
I'm listening. I have not.
I meant to bring this up the other day, but you just reminded me that it's like Airbnb.
Okay.
But instead of going renting someone's home, you can rent their pool.
Cool.
Is it cool? Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it depends what they look like.
Well, so some of these are really nice.
So like, could my pool be rented?
Yeah. Yeah. So I looked at it. There's pools that are like in, people won't know the names of the subdivisions if I say them, but some of like the higher end $1 million.
La Cantera.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and so at first I was like, man, I'd see it from the homeowner side, and I'm thinking, what if you rent your pool out, and they throw a party, and then they get drunk, and then they drown?
Yeah.
What kind of liability do you have?
Yeah, they kiss a frog and then fall in.
Okay. Let's just say they get hurt or something at your pool, right?
I wonder if there's got to be disclaimers and things like that on there.
Surely, right? You would think.
Or releases. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just skeptical because I'm like, well, I'm going to rent my pool out. Let all these people over there. They're going to see my house. What if they want to like just
come in my house?
Yeah.
Maybe they go to the restroom.
Oh, that's good. I didn't think about that, too. Maybe that's part of it.
They're peeing in your pool.
Yeah. Well,
because they don't want to go in some stranger's house.
Well, like you have the...
I have that extra door to go in.
Yeah.
We rich. We got a pool door.
Mary Beth's parents built this giant gazebo deck thing. They actually built an outdoor
restroom.
Yeah, that's nice to have.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I'm up in the air whether I think that's cool or not.
Something new.
Yeah.
I saw where you could, some new buy your house thing where you can lease it back and you can lease it for as long as you want. Just you're tapping your instant equity. And it's like, oh, this is what you pay and this is what your rent will be. Or we'll take it from you and this is a year lease for it. So you can move out when you want.
This is not a reverse mortgage or anything like that?
No. Like you actually sell them the house and they put you in a lease with them. Mm. And they take the money at closing off your equity. To where you get your equity and you have lease.
Okay, well, let's try and get back on track. I don't know like how. I don't want to beat a dead horse, like, because the whole idea is, right, you either get it or you don't. You need to do 1% more at the end of the day, especially if you have goals that you want to meet, right?
Yeah, and we always say that, and we've gone back to this several times, is that life gets in the way. You know, school, summer, your job. You have to make that conscious effort, and I think that's what that did for you, is gave you a point that says, you know what? Life's going to get in the way. Something's going to pop up. I've got to do this 1% more today and keep moving forward. And I think that's the key takeaway from this, is know that you probably have one more thing you could knock out. Go ahead and knock that out now.
Yeah, especially for us, because this is episode 95, right?
Yeah.
We're about to hit 100, and we've got some exciting things coming that are coming on show 100.
I don't think they're ready for what's going to happen on show 100.
Well, I hope they are. I hope it's met with a bunch of excitement from the people listening. And
Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of cool because we also have one of our really good friends is launching their restaurant. It's going to be around the same time as we have our 100 drop. It's a lot of big things going on for our little groups.
Our groups and our life, yeah. And so right now I'm really needing that 1% more because got to run the land business and got to work on Casual Fridays and things pile up. And you know, when you want to quit, you got to keep going.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Man, so 5 more episodes till we hit 100. The average podcast cancels after 16 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
It's been a journey. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Ready to keep it going.
Cool.
Growth. And that's it.
All right. You heard it here first on episode 95 that 100 you need to be dialed into.
Yeah.
This is a NSD. If you don't know what an NSD is, this is important because it means no shh deal.
Well, speaking of what you just said, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we have a little E next to all of our shows now because I changed it.
An E.
We're explicit.
So I can say shit?
You can say it. Yes, I would prefer that you just not go doing it all the time. But yeah, I'm not going to be yelling at you anymore.
Oh, you waited until the third episode recorded this week?
Well, I forgot all about it because you're not over there cussing. You're trying to be professional. And so,
wow.
Yeah, I changed it up because, you know, podcast iTunes changed how they did everything.
Okay.
Right? So I had to go in and pick new categories and whatnot. And then right under where you choose your categories is, are you explicit or not?
And you said, well, I'm not, but Justin is.
That's right, yeah.
So I bet you probably thought that, didn't you? I could see you like do your head roll. You probably snapped. Justin is.
No. Funny enough, I didn't do that.
I bet you did.
But I did. I've been worried to change it because I was wondering how it would affect rankings and whatnot. But so far, nothing's changed. So
okay,
we're solid.
Well, I mean, we've got a huge listening base. And the listening base, we just hit all 50 states.
Yeah.
And 15 or 20 countries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a huge thank you to y'all for getting that. We talked about it a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that we were one state away from hitting all 50, and y'all found somebody there to listen to
us. Yeah, someone was holding out, but they came back. They came out.
They came in. So we do appreciate that. And the growth and what's to come will be rewarded immensely for you listeners, and we look forward to sharing that with you on episode 100.
Yeah. But for now, it's Friday and going into the weekend, and we want you to have a little fun. Get out there and have some fun, sell some property, do 1% more, and maybe that 1% is going to Facebook or Instagram. Give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, subscribe, and we love you. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend.